USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The driver of a U-Haul truck that crashed through security barriers across the street from the White House has been detained. Officials say the incident happened last night around Lafayette Square. There were no injuries to any Secret Service or White House personnel. It's unclear if the crash was intentional, but the cause is under investigation. The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would scrap the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. The House is expected to vote this week on a resolution to overturn the program that would provide up to $20,000 in relief funds for eligible student loan borrowers. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the legality of the program in the coming months. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with President Biden yesterday to continue discussions on the country's looming debt default status.
The two will resume talks on how to avoid a catastrophic debt default as the clock ticks down toward the June 1st deadline. McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call the White House had arranged as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit. McCarthy describes the conversation as productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned a U.S. default could happen as soon as next Thursday if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. I'm Skip Kelly.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and New York City Mayor Eric Adams are urging the federal government to move quickly to authorize working papers for illegal immigrants seeking to work in the USA. The two spoke out yesterday saying there are thousands of farm, food service, and cleaning jobs available statewide. Adams says right now an underground market has been created where the migrants are being exploited and unable to pay taxes. The TSA reports they are ready for this three-day weekend to celebrate Memorial Day. Approximately 2.6 million air passengers are expected starting Friday. USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
A suspected AI-generated photo of a fake explosion at the Pentagon spread rapidly on social media yesterday. The fake photo, which showed smoke billowing outside the Pentagon, was broadcast by Russian state media with claims that the explosion had occurred at the complex. The Arlington County Fire Department quickly tweeted a message debunking the hoax photo, but not before a brief sell-off in the U.S. stock market. Sorry, ladies, but one of the world's wealthiest bachelors is off the market.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who happens to be the third richest man in the world, is now engaged to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. He popped the question while the two were sailing around Europe. Bezos and Sanchez have been dating since 2019, following his divorce from Mackenzie Scott after 24 years of marriage. His net worth, by the way, $138 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
A second IRS whistleblower in the criminal investigation of the first son, Hunter Biden, was announced yesterday. In documents sent to Congress following the sudden dismissal of the entire team investigating President Biden's son for tax fraud and related crimes. The new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS's International Tax and Finance Crimes Group. The agent joins his supervisor, who plans to testify behind closed doors before the House Ways and Means Committee Friday. Today is officially National Drinking with Chickens Day. If you're a non-drinker, it's also National Taffy Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.